Well, markets ended up mostly in the green heading into the Thanksgiving break as we have a shortened trading day today. This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for November the 28th. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by Beck's Hybrids, extraordinary genetics to help you maximize yield on every acre. Markets will have a shortened trading day opening up at 8 o'clock here this morning. Let's take a look at how they closed on Wednesday. Corn contracts front month were anywhere from 3 to 8 cents higher. Soybean futures were trading anywhere from 4 to 6 cents higher. We'll take a look at those numbers here coming up very soon. Row crop futures posted respectable gains in a breakout session for what had been a narrow range for prices through the holiday week. Seasonality is certainly on the side of the bulls for now, as traders are also anticipating U.S. production estimates to fall again from November figures when USDA revisits the supply side of the balance sheet in January. Meanwhile, strong demand ideas are working to keep a floor under prices as well. Outside markets for Wednesday saw firmer equities and indices are heading towards a retracement of last week's AI bubble fear, inducing a sell-off. Energy prices were mixed, with crude oil futures higher among the 2024 lows, and diesel prices continue to fall sharply from last week's highs. On the livestock side of things, the complex was granted some additional support ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday as most of the contracts closed higher. Some light cash cattle trade did develop, but prices held mostly in line with Tuesday's business. We'll take a look at those numbers coming your way right after this.
Beck's, the largest family-owned seed company and the third largest seed brand in the U.S., is proud to serve farmers across the great state of Iowa since 1937. Our family and family of employees have been committed to building a business rooted in hard work, faith, and innovation. That's why we continue to back a quality line of products with a quality way of treating customers. We love what we do, and we're passionate about helping farmers succeed. No matter the season or the challenges you face, Beck's will be by your side. To learn more, visit beckshybrids.com.
Markets will be reopening later today for a holiday shortened trade. Let's look at how they shook out Wednesday. December corn was up 8 1/4 at 431 3/4. March was up 7 cents at 445 1/4. January beans up 6 3/4 at 1131 1/2. March up 6 cents at 1140 3/4. Soybean meal up a dime at 317.10. Soy oil was 57 cents higher at 50.87. Chicago wheat up 1 3/4 at 529 even. Kansas winter wheat up 4 cents at 517 1/4. Kansas spring wheat up 16 3/4. Quarters at 540 1/4. Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 1/2 at 576 1/2. Oats was down 6 cents at 304 even. Triple digit gains in the cattle and hogs. That's Market Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.